On Saturday, August 8th, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to an interview by journalist Charles Norton for an article that appeared in The House magazine on September 18th, 2009. The House magazine is a prestigious and impartial political publication that is most read weekly by members of parliaments of both houses and within the Palace of Westminster in the United Kingdom. The interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, which took place via video conference, covered a broad range of topics from the current critical state of global warming, the harmful impacts of methane, organic farming, to the melting of the Arctic permafrosts, to the detrimental planetary impact of raising livestock for human consumption. It also delved into the immense benefits of the organic vegan solution to immediately curb global warming. We now present the interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by journalist Charles Norton for The House magazine.
Hi, handsome.
Hello.
Hello. You sound like Australian, are you?
No, I'm English.
Okay. How are you?
Very well.
You are a very famous journalist, huh? I read about you. Mr. Norton, huh?
Yes. Charlie, please. Just Charlie.
You sound very much like Australia. Where are you from, Charlie?
No, I grew up very near London, in Kent, a county very near London.
You travel a lot?
I do a lot for work, yes.
Yes, and then sometimes you pick up accent somewhere, you know?
Yeah, I did. I lived in New Zealand for a year when I was younger. Yeah, you did pick it, I think, yeah.
I detected something. Okay. Tell me about you a little bit.
I have a serious girlfriend, but I'm not married.
How's your girlfriend doing?
Yeah, she's very well. She's in London this weekend, so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Your relationship okay?
Very good.
Important. Yeah. And she's also a journalist, by the way?
No, she's a farmer.
Farmer? Wow!
She's a farmer, yeah.
That's good for you.
Yeah. She grows her own vegetables.
Wow, that's good for you. Then you're always safe. I read somewhere that farmers are the most happily married, and then doctors, and then business people. There was a tough or good relationship, and farmers are the number one.
Yeah, well.
Best of luck to you and your girlfriend.
Thank you.
It's very important to have good relationship. Okay, we start business.
Yeah. Your channel, Supreme Master Television, has interviewed and featured many of the world's leading climate scientists, including Dr. James Hansen, director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, and Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. What are their messages on the urgency of climate change?
In Supreme Master TV interviews, as well as through other media, the esteemed doctors Hansen and Pachauri have affirmed that humans need to act now if we are to mitigate climate change and ensure our continued existence on this planet. According to Dr. Hansen, our planet is on a dangerous course to pass an irreversible tipping point with disastrous consequences. These, melting of the Arctic sea ice, which causes oceans to absorb more sunlight and speeds up melting. And the melting of permafrost, which in turn releases toxic methane gas, resulting in more warming of the atmosphere, and the extinction of cornerstone species that cause further collapse to our already ailing ecosystems, thus endangering even more species and, most important of all, us, humans. Dr. Hansen has explained the threat of increased carbon emissions, the so-called safe level of atmospheric carbon dioxide is 350 parts per million. This level is supposed to help our planet avoid the effects of runaway global warming. You know, like further melting or reaching the point of no return. Yeah. But our atmosphere is already over that safe mark. Now we are at 385 ppm. That's 385 parts per million. Dr. Pachauri, a vegetarian himself, has long acknowledged the connection between livestock raising and our globe's dangerous warming effect. In 2008, he revealed that UN estimates are, in fact, much lower than what scientists now discover to be meat production's harmful terror in the heating up of our planet. 64% of dangerous ammonia emissions, which cause acid rain, are from livestock. Land and water is already overpolluted by livestock as well. That is from animal waste, you see, silage and toxic chemical fertilizers. But these two great scientists not only point out our grave planetary situation, they do offer a simple, efficient, and economical solution, the vegetarian lifestyle. I cannot emphasize enough. Both acknowledge that the adoption of a plant-based diet is the single most effective action that an individual can do to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emission. In fact, Dr. Pachauri is a strong supporter of Sir Paul McCartney's campaign, Meat Free Monday, and he even joined him in writing a letter to the Independent newspaper, urging people to become vegetarian to save the planet from the livestock industry's toxic emissions. Please let us heed the warnings and advice of these two respected wise scientists as we continue our shared commitment to the Earth's welfare. Thank you.
So climate change is happening at such a fast pace that scientists are increasingly talking about the need to focus on reducing methane. How can reducing methane be effective in altering the course of climate change?
Yes. To date, most of the effort by the media, governments, and numerous action groups to halt global warming have focused on reducing CO2. But scientists now told us that CO2 remains in the atmosphere for tens of thousands of years. Thus, even if we were to eliminate them to zero, now, the CO2 that is already in the atmosphere would continue to hit the planet. The reason scientists are now turning their attention to methane is that research has shown this gas has a heating capacity 100 times greater than CO2 within the first 5 years. Methane then quickly dissipates out of the atmosphere, with two-thirds gone in about 8 years. Earlier climate models didn't take into account this initial high potency effect of methane and average it out to be only 23 times hotter than CO2 over a 100-year period. This is not correct. So in order to effectively reduce methane, we need to examine its source. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization states that livestock is the single largest human source of methane and account for 37% of total greenhouse gases. As temperatures continue to increase, methane is released from melting Arctic permafrost as well. This amplified feedback accelerates further global warming. In Siberia, where the world's largest frozen peat bog is located, the permafrost thawed for the first time in 2005 since its formation, about 11,000 years ago, to the point where shallow lakes even formed. Scientists observing the Swedish permafrost are also seeing a considerable increase in the release of methane. Thus, if meat eating were to be halted, methane production from livestock would be minimized. And then, you know, consequently, the methane from permafrost will also be stopped. See? then we will still have time to handle the CO2. See, it's very logical, scientifically speaking and otherwise. So being veg means saving our planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
In addressing the world's present credit crunch situation, you've stated that adopting a plant-based diet is the most cost-effective way to address global warming. Can you explain why this is so?
Yes, sir. For many reasons. In fact, it is not only I who says this is so. Scientific studies have concluded the same. One that was conducted in the Netherlands called Climate Benefits of Changing Diet found that a vegan diet, which excludes animal products entirely, would reduce government costs of stabilizing the Earth's atmosphere by 80% compared to a meat diet. I mean, global governments, yes? Even without talking about the vegan savings, it is much less expensive to address global warming than to ignore it. A study conducted in Japan also found that if no action was taken to halt climate change, the financial cost will be $176 billion per year by the end of the century. This is because of the effect of food supplies, the cost of dealing with increased natural disasters, as well as other weather extremes like heat waves and medical issues such as a rise in contagious disease, etc., etc. Getting back to the vegan lifestyle, study after study has proven not only its health benefits but cost advantages as well. For example, researchers in Germany compare emission saving according to diet, measuring them in kilometers. Driven by an average mid-sized car, mid-sized European car. So if a meat-based diet is equivalent to driving a mid-sized European car 5,000 kilometers each year, then the animal-free organic vegan diet represented just 281 kilometers, or an incredible 94% less emissions, you see. And another famous person, Marianne Thiem, co-founder of the Party of Animals in the Netherlands, you probably know her. She has outlined clearly the environmental gains of reducing meat in the diet, noting that, for example, if they all Britons refrain from meat for 7 days a week, that would be equivalent to turning half of the country's 25 million households into zero emissions home. If everyone in the UK goes meatless for 6 days a week, it would be the same as the country's 29 million cars being removed totally from the roads. And the British people, if they are vegetarian for 5 days a week, That would be equivalent to shutting off all the electricity in every UK household. So you see, it is tremendous, huh? Another savings from the organic vegan diet is found in the soil. Not only would the huge amounts of methane emissions be eliminated, the organically tilled soil could absorb like up to 40% of carbon emissions. You see, the one that we have already in the atmosphere. Organic farming has also been found to be more profitable than conventional farming even. And at the consumer level, the vegan diet is by far the most affordable, with much lower cost than buying meat or fish for that reason. It's very easy to see how the vegan diet is not only the quickest but the most cost-effective way to halt climate change, reduce great amounts of CO2, and save money for buyers in this dire planetary food shortage, water shortage situation. We should take the most effective action, that is the vegan diet. Thank you for being so good listener.
Not at all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
The NHS promotes meat-free menus to cut emissions and improve health. However, there's still those who are unsure of the health benefits of the vegetarian diet, for instance, parents of school children. What do you suggest the government do to dispel the myths and help its institutions, as well as private employers and schools, towards promoting a healthier diet and providing more vegetarian meals?
First of all, your country's National Health Service is setting a wonderful example and has my admiration and salute. On the subject of medical services, we could first talk about hospitalizations. A study conducted in the United Kingdom found that lifelong vegetarians not only have fewer visits to the nation's hospitals, each person who is veg saves the National Health Service and taxpayers close to $80,000 individually, yeah? Yes. So this, of course, can quickly add up to savings of billions if you count the citizens' number. Yes. Moreover, we are now aware of a vast number of diseases that originate only in animal products. Some of these, like you already know, mad cow disease, are always fatal, always deadly, can't even save people. Others, which can also have serious consequences, arise from bacterial infections such as E. coli, Salmonella, and Listeria, etc., etc. In addition, the risk of almost every cancer imaginable is caused or increased by meat eating, like colon cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, all are not only significantly higher. Many have been 100% linked to meat consumption. These are widely documented in scientific journals worldwide. So it would seem clear that there is not so much these days to attract a healthy person to animal product at all. However, you know, for those who are not aware of meat's damaging effect, we can start by discussing the benefits of a meat-free diet, a plant-based diet. These include general vitality and longevity, with relative freedom from disease. In fact, in a statement just updated in July 2009, the American Dietetic Association states that it is the position of the American Dietetic Association that appropriately planned a vegetarian diet, including total vegetarian or vegan diets, are healthful, nutritionally adequate, and may provide health benefits in the prevention and treatment of certain diseases. Along with general health, even such aspects as physical strength can benefit, which young people find important. Many top-class athletes, such as American track legend Carl Lewis, who won 10 Olympic medals, 10 Olympic medals, and 10 world championship medals, are completely vegan.
I didn't know he was.
Amazing, eh? Yes. In fact, Mr. Lewis says that his best year of track competition was the first year he switched to a vegan diet. And then there is intelligence. A study of IQ found that vegetarian children were more likely to have higher IQs at age 30 than their meat-eating counterpart. So, we see, huh? There is really nothing but bad news for meat-eating and only good news for being veg at this crucial time on the planet. Being veg, I think it's a must to help cool the earth in time for our survival. So we try to let as many people as possible to know all of these facts so they can change quickly. And we hope you can help spread the message as well. And of course the government, you know, can do so very effectively through online information with published statements that affirm the healthful qualities of vegetarian diet as well as the corresponding harms of meat consumption. Otherwise, we could also doing things like distributing information for the nation's schools, so teachers, students, and even parents can be made aware of the many benefits of a vegetarian lifestyle. The best should be to reduce meat or eliminate animal industries altogether, totally. What do you say, Charlie?
Yeah, it's a very valid point.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing. because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
How can leaders ensure that the agreement coming out of Copenhagen is strong enough to avoid the point of no return, catastrophic climate collapse?
Yeah. Good question. Yes. The only way to avoid the point of no return climate catastrophe is to take action on the most climatically disastrous course of all, that is meat production. By now, we have all the evidence, all the information to safely say so. The livestock industry is the top greenhouse gas generator. The last published findings from the United Nations in 2006 told us that the livestock industry causes greenhouse gas emissions more than all the world's transportation sectors combined. Airplane, train, cars, motorcycles, etc., all together. Updated calculations tell us that the livestock industry is responsible for at least 50% of the global warming. There are three reasons why the livestock industry is the first cause of global warming that we should focus on. First, Livestock is the primary human-caused emitter of methane. And methane not only has 72 times the heat-trapping ability, it is a shorter-lived gas. This means that it will leave the atmosphere much faster than CO2, within just a decade, as opposed to thousands of years you need for CO2. Therefore, eliminating methane by eliminating livestock breeding is the fastest way to cool the planet. Is it logical to you?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we have to tackle the most important of emitter. Eh? Next, the pollutant known as aerosols, you already know, or particles released along with CO2 from burning fossil fuels, actually have a cooling effect. Some scientists say it is roughly canceling out the warming effect of CO2. Therefore, much of the warming we are seeing may actually be due to methane. In fact, it is due to methane, and its number one source, that is animal raising. Third, NASA scientists are paying increasing attention to another very serious source of global warming, that is black carbon. I'm sure you know that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the particulate matter known as soot, S-O-O-T, and it is 680 times more heat-trapping than CO2. So black carbon is landing on the ice in Antarctica, absorbing the sun's heat and accelerating the ice melt. The majority of the black carbon particles in Antarctica are coming from where? South American rainforests that are burned for the livestock industry. Now, we're going somewhere. We must urgently address methane and black carbon, both outcomes of the meat industry. Immediately we have to tackle it. I pray all wise leaders will halt the lethal meat practice, which is the main force driving us to the point of no return right now. Otherwise, all other efforts to decarbonize our economies may be canceled out or never have a chance to materialize in the first place.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
What effect does meat consumption have on biodiversity?
Charlie, meat consumption has a huge destructive impact on biodiversity, which is essential for our Earth to function and thus must be preserved. No matter how small, each species has a role to help balance our ecosystem, scientifically proven. And yet, consumption of both fish and animal flesh continue and are wreaking havoc on biodiversity around the globe. In the oceans and fresh waterways, so many species of fish have already been lost, with complete aquatic environments such as coral reefs being decimated by such practices as trawling and fishing with explosives. On land, meat consumption is responsible for vast regions being clear for grazing crops such as soy that are fed to livestock. One example is seen in the deforested Amazon areas that have gone from lush forests to bare fields used for cattle grazing or primarily animal feed crops, with these activities essentially robbing our biodiversity. There has been an alarming rise in the disappearance of plants and animals. 2005 Millennium Ecosystem Assessment Report noted that some 30% of the mammal, bird, and amphibian species currently are threatened with extinction or due to human actions. And one of the most comprehensive studies ever conducted in the field is now forecasting that over 1 million species will be lost in the coming 50 years. Isn't that a sad affair? Besides the land being clear for livestock grazing, the livestock itself causes further biodiversity loss due to potent greenhouse gas emissions, which accelerate global warming. Many studies have documented a decline in populations of penguins, polar bears, plants, trees, migratory birds, and many others, all linked to rising temperatures on the planet. Even desert animals have been affected, like the Malian elephant, that have been perishing in high numbers because their trunks can no longer reach the sinking groundwater. The answer to all this, you know, is quite clear. Stop the meat consumption. Stop it yesterday. This will eliminate the so-called need for livestock raising, which will immediately return immense amounts of land to natural sustainability or to natural growing methods that allow biodiversity to be replenished. This is the way we need to go. And fast. Thank you, Charlie, for being such a good
Not at all, not at all. It's fascinating.
Is it? Yeah? I'm sure you know all this. You just asked for the sake of your readers.
You too.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Thank you for your loving presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 2 of an interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by journalist Charles Norton for The House magazine. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry. Coming up next after Noteworthy News. May you have a blissful life under God's grace.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW